Welcome, everybody, to your online Nidra practice. To begin, gather anything you might need for today. Of course, blankets, pillows, cushions, your mat, a sleeping bag, any sacred objects, furry friends, plants, smells, trinkets, cozy socks, eye masks. Listen, you know that I could go on. Anything that is calling your name for your practice today, right? Anything and everything to ensure your warmth, comfort, support, and sense of safety and well-being. Yes? So grabbing all of your props, all of your supports, all of your cozies, take your time. And while, yes, traditionally, this practice is done laying on the back in Shavasana, that might not be comfortable or even accessible for everybody today. Maybe you've got some mobility issues. Maybe you're on a bus or a plane or a train and you prefer to sit up. Maybe you've got some digestive issues and lying down just doesn't make sense. An injury, it could just be a personal preference not to lie down. So the invitation is there. Once you've gathered all the things that you need, I invite you to find a way to be in your body. So you could be on your back, you could sit, whatever makes sense today, finding any way to be as long as it's yours, right? Know that we'll be here for 30, 40 minutes, could be longer, who knows? And hopefully, scratch that, I trust this will be a nourishing practice for you, giving you exactly what you need, some deep rest, healing, a reset, definite medicine here for you. So, as you find your way to be in your body, getting set up to settle down and settle in, uncross the arms, so let them be out to the sides, away from the body, opening up the front body. And if you're lying down, feel the back body supported. So however you are, just feeling into all of those points of connection between the back body and whatever surface is below you. Feel into the support being offered now. Feel symmetry between both sides. Scoop the tailbone under, anchor tail to connect low back, as well as mid and upper back to the support. Unclench jaw, buttocks, and belly. Open heart, pelvis, and mind. Close the eyes down, committing the eyeballs to rest, sinking down into their cavities. Release. Temples are soft, smooth out any furrowed brows, release through the scalp, release any held expression on the whole face and head, opening through the throat, collarbones broad, shoulders down, away from the body, the sweetest curl in the fingers, space for the armpits to breathe, for the lungs to breathe. Settle down, settle in. Legs, hip-width distance, maybe wider. Heels root, toes flop out to the sides. Could you invite in any other little movements, fidgets, adjustments, or shimmies? Always encouraged. You can hear it. I'm doing one. Sharing the shimmy love with you all. Oh, I know. to be even 3% more comfortable. Maybe it's allowing that laugh to actually come out. There you go. Take a big belly breath in, diaphragmatic breath. Fill belly, chest, ribs, lungs, throat, up through crown. Keep going, full breath. Hold for 3, 2, 1. Big sigh, cleansing exhale. Let something go. Empty out. 2 more. No rush, unhurried. Big belly breath in. Full, whole, nourishing breath. Fill all the way to the top. Go beyond the top and hold here for 3. Stay relaxed. 2, 1. Opened mouth sigh. Make a noise here. Maybe stick out your tongue. Empty fully all the way to the bottom and beyond. Last one. Belly soul breath in. Hold at the top, maybe. 1 little sip more. Opened mouth, exhale completely. I'm inspired by the crow outside my window. I invite you to begin to notice sound. You can begin with the most distant sounds. You might hear cars driving, birds cawing, or people outside of your space, maybe even in your space. Just focus on the most distant sounds now. And then moving inward, honing it in. So from the most distant sounds, I invite you to again come a little closer. And this is where you might hear or feel the sounds in your space, in your room. The sound of my voice, this recording, the sound of your breath. And as you bring your awareness to the sound, the texture, the quality of your breath, begin to almost effortlessly, naturally deepen and lengthen it, slowly but surely, long and slow, deep and low. And as you deepen and lengthen your breath, settle in to this space, into this moment, and into your body a little more. Even more. Here we are. Welcome. And for this session, it is okay if you do not hear everything I say. I trust, may you trust, that whatever you might need to hear at this time will land, will come through, will be downloaded, digested, and integrated, right? No work, no efforting required. Whew, how nice is that? Nothing to do but receive and be from this point on. Now I will name different parts of the body. All you have to do is bring your awareness to the part of the body named. And I'll move from part to part, no movement necessary, And first, I invite you to bring your awareness, your felt sense, to the notch at the base of the throat. Now, awareness to your right shoulder. Your focus, your feeling landing here at the right shoulder, the upper arm, the elbow, the right forearm, your wrist, the right hand thumb, your index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and your right pinky, palm, back of hand, the whole right hand, back up through the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right chest, ribs, waist, the right hip, right thigh, knee, shin, ankle, top of the right foot, your right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right pinky toe. Awareness now at the sole of the right foot, your right heel, calf, back of the right knee, your hamstring, the whole back of the right leg, the right buttock, the right low back, right middle back, right upper back, and shoulder blade. Now bring your awareness back to the notch at the base of your throat, to the left shoulder now, the left upper arm, through left elbow, left forearm, left wrist. Bring your awareness to your left thumb, your index finger, the middle finger, the left ring finger, and pinky finger, left palm, back of hand, and now the entire left hand. Back up through left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder joint, armpit, left side chest, left ribs, waist, hip, left thigh, cap of left knee, left shin, left ankle, top of the left foot, into left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, pinky toe. Awareness now through the sole of your left foot, into left heel, through left calf, the back of your left knee, left hamstring, the entire back of the left leg, the left buttock, the low back on the left side, left middle back, left upper back, and shoulder blade. Awareness once again deep into the notch at the base of your throat. Bring your awareness now up and in to the eyebrow center. eyebrow center, your right eye, eyelashes, eyelid, eye socket, right nostril, right cheek, and right cheekbone, your right upper lip, right side lower lip, right side of the chin, right side of the jawline, to the notch at the base of the throat, back up to the eyebrow center, and feeling into the left eye, eyelashes, left eyelid, eye socket, left nostril, left cheek, and left cheekbone, your left upper lip, left lower lip, your left side chin, and left side jawline, the notch at the base of the throat, and bring your awareness to your right ear, the back of your head, and your left ear. Notice both ears taking in sound, the sound of my voice, the sound of your breath. Now bring awareness to the whole front body, the entire back body, your whole body as it is right now. Feel your whole body. Feel into your whole body. And now you will hear me call out different things, not parts of the body, but different experiences or objects. And you can bring your awareness to the object or experience named. Images might move into your awareness, maybe thoughts, emotions. Let's move from experience or object to the next, just float along as best you can. See, sense, feel, imagine a neon sunset, an evergreen tree, the petals of a daisy, the wind on your back, a mountain trail, an empty picture frame, your childhood wallet, a slinky, black piano keys, the feeling of a harmonica on your lips, rusty train track, misty fall rain, upside down chair, a honeybee, a tall oak tree, a babbling brook, blowing bubbles, your favorite furry being, a baby laughing. Joy, the alphabet. Sorrow, deck of cards. Joy, your best friend. A tasty warm meal. Gooey cinnamon bun. Two doves facing one another. The sensation of savoring something delicious. Neon sunrise. A word search. Now I will guide a visualization. Let it be effortless. Taking your next breath in, a complete breath out. Now I want you to imagine yourself as you are today. In an open field with tall grass on either side of you. And there's a pathway between the tall grass upon which you stand. Taking a moment, looking down at your feet. Are you barefoot? Maybe your favorite shoes or sandals. Notice the texture of the earth below you, the tall grass on either side. Now walk on this pathway, step by step. Feel the soles of your feet touch the ground. Each step, smooth, carefree, and light. And as you move, as you flow along this pathway, the grass blowing in the breeze. Off in the distance now, you see a house. This house has windows on every side of it. And if you look closely now, perhaps squinting the eyes a little, you can see through the windows. Like a magnet, you feel drawn to walk towards the house. And as you near, you notice three wooden steps in front. So, step by step, you walk up and approach a beautiful teal door. Open it. The sunlight is beaming through the windows as you walk in, the light filling the house. There are six rooms in this house. And in one room, there is a candle, a piece of rose quartz, a chunk of obsidian, a black stone, and some wildflowers. You enter into this room with these crystals and the flowers, the flame, and you decide to sit, tall and comfortable on the floor. And you take a moment to gather what is in the room, to take it all in, to notice it. The colors, pictures on the walls, and items on this altar that was seemingly waiting for you in this room. The flame, the candle, is your connection to your wise ones, old ones, ancestors, guides, guardians, your angels. Take this moment to gaze into the flame and feel your connection with your guides, angels, the wise ones, your loved ones. And as you connect with the flame, with your loved ones all here to support you, I invite you to ask them if there's anything they want to communicate with you at this time. Is there any wisdom, knowledge, advice that they are here to offer you? Allow them to speak their wise words and take a moment now to really receive them. Receive your wisdom. Receive your guidance fully now. They might be offering words or images, memories, holding your hand, holding your head, taking these moments to receive from the wise ones whatever you are meant to take in right now. And now it's time to offer them some gratitude for supporting you, for offering their love, their wisdom, their medicine to you in any way that feels meaningful for you as you sit or stand in front of the altar in the room with stones, flowers, candle, and flame. Show gratitude. Giving thanks, you might bow, maybe you place a hand on your heart and smile, an offering back to your loved ones, the wise ones, your angels. And after showing gratitude in any way that feels meaningful, it's time for you to transition out of this space. Before you do, take a moment to gaze at the flame once again. This everlasting flame and connection. Connection to the wise ones, your ancestors, guides. This connection is ever present. Always available. You grab the rose quartz, the pink stone, in your left hand. The obsidian, the black stone, in the other. Place them in your pockets. Take a smell of the wild flowers. And walk out of the room, out through the teal door, out of the house full of windows, the sunlight beaming in. You slowly walk down the 3 wooden steps. And at the bottom of the last step, you see a note. You pick it up. Reading it, it says, "You are the one you've been waiting for. You are the one you've been waiting for. You are the one you've been waiting for." You carry this note with you as you make your way through the pathway with the tall grass on both sides, step by step, step by step. Now, I invite you to bring your awareness back to the body, to the breath. Begin to deepen your breath, returning to the body. A deep breath in, a complete breath out. Feel your whole body here, your entire body. And as you feel ready, you might invite in some movement, maybe a gentle wiggle of fingers or toes, big stretches. Perhaps you roll over onto your side. Just take a moment, tune in to whatever would serve you, movement or stillness. Take your time. If you feel called, the invitation is there to slowly bring your palms together and rub them together. Building some heat between them, feel that heat build, yes, intentional energy. Now place your hands somewhere you feel called to on your body and feel that heat, the warmth, the healing energy from your guides, your wise ones, the ancestors, angels. So you can remember that flame. Receive that healing. And as you feel ready, whenever you feel ready, you can release your hands, settle in wherever you are, wherever you lay or sit. Invitation to just be, to pause, to sit with how you are in this moment, embodying and integrating the healing and the wisdom offered to you through this practice, from this practice. And landing right here, this body, this breath, this space. Any sensations, thoughts, feelings, be right here. Right here with my hands at my heart center, I bow to you all. Your practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet friends.